The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this 9/11/2019. 18 years ago today, America changed forever. I was on the air that day for a long time. My normal program in the afternoon, but I was here. I came straight over in the morning after the events of 9/11, the World Trade Center towers, and was on the air just about every commercial break throughout the day. And I said on the air that day, America will never be the same. That has proven to be true. America changed dramatically, and it will never go back to 9/10. Never. We will never go back to 9/10 of 2001. We will remember, we'll begin basically our remembrance at the top of the hour, and I want to hear from you. We've done this every year for 18 years, and I think it's important that we do so. We dare not forget. For many reasons, there are lessons that I believe God wanted to teach America on 9/11. There was an enormous amount of debate at the time. Was God punishing America? I can't answer that because I don't know the mind of God completely. So I don't know, and I can't say that, but I do know that God had a plan and a purpose, and there were things that we needed to learn, should have learned. And if we forget, there is no possible way that we will learn. Plus, there were a whole lot of people in our audience that weren't even alive then. Now listen to me, folks, adults. I want the children, and we have a lot of children listening to the program. We have a lot of homeschoolers that listen. We have a lot of public school kids. We have a lot of kids that listen to this program. They need to hear what happened on 9/11. They need to hear your memories. They need to hear how you responded, where you were, what you were doing, what you were thinking. They need to hear that because they weren't there. There are many listening that were not old enough to really be impacted by the events of 9/11/2001. And they need to hear your thoughts, your remembrance. They do. They need to hear it. So at the top of the hour, I want you to fill the phone lines and tell us just briefly where you were, what you were doing, and what did you learn, and what do you think America was supposed to learn, and did we learn it? So at the top of the hour, very quickly, after we come out of the top of the hour break, I'll open the phone lines for you, and I want to hear from you. I think it's important. I think it's vital. And so I sincerely want to hear from you beginning at the top of the hour. My number, of course, is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, let me just mention this now because I don't want to take time from your phone calls at the top of the hour. So let me just throw a couple of things out concerning 9/11. I did a quick little survey of most of the major news sites on the internet today. ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, the Drudge Report, the Associated Press, Bloomberg, Breitbart, and then plus all the Christian news headlines, Christian Post, and so on. Every internet news site, secular and Christian, that I searched today had considerable coverage of 9/11. Every one of them had considerable coverage of 9/11. Interviews with people who were there, news stories, remembrances, videos were posted and so forth, except CNN. CNN. Now, if you don't believe me, you go there right now, CNN.com. This is 9/11, one of the most traumatic days in American history. It ranks right up there with December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor. It does. It ranks right up there as one of the most important days in American history. Now, we're 18 years out. I understand that. But CNN had almost nothing. In fact, I printed off a screenshot of their homepage. This was this morning. Top story. Bolton wanted Trump's global reality show to end. The ex-national security advisor was increasingly in the way of the president's photo op diplomacy. The next one, see Pompeo's reaction to question about Bolton's firing. Opinion, how Bolton got himself fired. Next story, this is what Trump's cabinet looks. The entire front half of the homepage of CNN.com, negative stories about Trump. And then Trump calls for U.S. interest rates to be zero or less. Analysis. House Republicans escape disaster in North Carolina, but... then President Trump takes heat for flaming dancer tweet. I have no idea what that is. Then opinion. Democrats. Forget Mueller. Here's what could really impeach Trump. Yeah, the whole page is negative attacks on Donald Trump. And then you have to go way, way down. Finally, you see six people hospitalized after stabbing incident in Florida. Suspect is in custody. Then live updates. Judge rules UK Parliament suspension is unlawful. NFL star Antonio Brown accused of rape. Schools remove doors and install detectors to curb vaping. Land Rover revives one of its iconic SUVs. Those are the stories that CNN is covering today. You have to look way down, and you'll find a tiny little place where you, if you click on it, you can get a couple of 9/11 stories. That's CNN today on 9/11. And all of the other websites, no matter how liberal, no matter how left they are, they all have coverage of 9/11, except CNN. I think it's an absolute disgrace. I think it is unconscionable that CNN has basically ignored 9/11. And then we have the New York Times. They put out a tweet this morning that has received enormous backlash. The tweet from the New York Times said, quote, 18 years have passed since airplanes took aim and brought down the World Trade Center. Did you know that? Airplanes all by themselves decided to fly themselves to New York City, and those planes, without any instruction from any human being, without any input from any wicked, evil terrorists, no, the planes themselves took down the World Trade Center. That's the tweet. Again, I'm quoting from the New York Times. 18 years have passed since airplanes took aim and brought down the World Trade Center. By the way, that tweet has now been removed because of the enormous, ferocious backlash against a tweet that refuses to acknowledge terrorism or the terrorists or the evil, according to the New York Times, just airplanes. Yeah, somehow they just decided to fly into the World Trade Center towers. It's amazing. It is amazing what we have forgotten in 18 years. That's why at the top of the hour, I want to hear from you. Would you get ready? My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. In fact, when we come to the top of the hour break, I hope you'll get in line. I hope you'll fill up the phone lines. Let's not forget. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, pardon me. The Christian community received some very, very sad news last evening. Jared Wilson, who was an associate pastor at Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California, that's Greg Laurie's church, had been on their staff for about 18 months. Jared Wilson had written some books, was a worship leader, was becoming very well known in the evangelical world, and had spoken very openly about his bouts with depression, mental illness, and in fact, so much so that he and his wife had begun an outreach for people, particularly Christians, dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts called Anthem of Hope. Well, at the very young age of 30, he took his life last evening. I'm not very familiar with Jared Wilson, but I noticed on Monday that a post of his had been shared repeatedly on Facebook. And I recognized the name, but didn't know a whole lot about him. But the post on Facebook that was shared over and over again said, believing in Jesus does not always deliver you from depression. Believing in Jesus does not always deliver you from suicidal thoughts. Believing in Jesus does not always deliver you from, and it gave a long list. Believing in Jesus does not always deliver you from. And then at the very bottom, it says, however, believing in Jesus does bring peace. Well, he posted that just hours before he took his own life. And to be even more painfully ironic, he conducted the funeral service of a young woman who had taken her life about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, and he had put on his Facebook page I am conducting a funeral of a young woman who has taken her life. It's very difficult. Please pray for me that I will be able to give comfort and peace to the family. And he did. He conducted the funeral of the woman who had committed suicide. And just 2 to 3 hours later, he took his own life. Greg Laurie released a lengthy statement. Jared loved the Lord, had a servant's heart. He was vibrant, positive, was always serving and helping others. Jared also repeatedly dealt with depression and was very open about his ongoing struggles. He wanted to especially help those who were dealing with suicidal thoughts. Tragically, Jared took his own life. Pray for his wife and two young children. He was only 30. And you and I have dealt with this often, folks. Depression is serious business. And just because you are a Christian and a follower of Jesus does not mean you are immune from depression. Some of the best-known Christians in history suffered from depression. C.H. Spurgeon, probably the greatest preacher on earth other than Jesus and maybe the Apostle Paul. C.H. Spurgeon dealt with heavy, heavy depression most of his life. Job suffered from depression. You cannot read the Psalms without realizing that David dealt with depression. I think it's pretty clear that Jeremiah dealt with depression. I think if you read between the lines, Timothy in the New Testament probably suffered from depression. We must remove the stigma in the Christian community. Yes, you can be a Christian and suffer from depression. And if you are, get help. Don't hide it. Don't cover it up. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be stigmatized. Get help. Get help. Please get help. On our homepage at thewordcolumbus.com, an excellent piece put up by our Salem family, 5 signs of potential suicide Christians need to recognize. It's right on the homepage at thewordcolumbus.com. 5 signs of potential suicide Christians need to recognize. Our parent company, Salem Media, does such a great job in updating our websites every day with important articles, spiritual insight, Bible study tools, and today they have posted this very important article. Again, at thewordcolumbus.com, 5 signs of potential suicide Christians need to recognize. It's a serious problem. And for too long, the evangelical church has simply said, well, just pray more and read your Bible more. Well, I hope you pray more. I hope you read your Bible more. But that's not enough. If you deal with depression, get help. If you're thinking of suicide, please, please, please get help. All right, when we come back, we're going to remember 9/11. I want you to tell me your story. Where were you? What were you doing? 877-BOB-LIVE.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.